When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Anime Boston 2013 Day 1 Wrap Up!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
Wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Yeah.
I am your King Baby Duck. With me as well, not with me as always, because Bulonic is not here because he's not. Yeah, because, you know, he's not really into anime, but maybe next year I will find a way to drag him here. But joining me, representing B3 and all things of Land and Ash, you know him, you love him, the host of this program himself, Phil the Issues Guy.
Yo! Good to be here!
And you know our friend, our comrade, the president, I know her and everything under the sun, Jace Down Studios, J.C. Riley. Hello. This is day one wrap up of Anime Boston 2013, and let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me tell you something.
The great weight of 08 ain't got shit.
On the elevators.
Motherfucking elevators. I have never seen a total elevator clusterfuck ever in my entire life. I think I could climb the Statue of Liberty right now with no problem whatsoever. That's how bad it was. You know why I say that? Quite simply. We are on the 24th floor. Just about 5 minutes ago, I ran from the first floor to the...
We're Ghostbusters up in this shit! We're, like, going up to fight Zool! We're climbing up the fucking staircase!
I ran up from the first floor to the 24th floor...
You're gonna get these snakes off these motherfucking elevators!
You know why? Because the line for the elevator, which was, what, a 20-minute wait...
Critical.
Exactly. This wait was... it was terrible. It was bad. It was horrible. Oh, my fucking gentle Jesus. It was just... Oh, I can't think of a horrible, more terrible thing I could ever think of in my life. Oh my God! And these two. I don't know. Did any of you?
The Jew.
No, I didn't call you.
Invite the Jew, and did I have to deal with it? No, I didn't have to walk up the stairs, but I did have to deal with these elevator nonsense. I mean, it was kind of cool because I got to meet a couple of interesting people, but it was like 20, 30, 40, 50-minute wait to these elevators. But because of it, I got to meet this couple of cool voice actors just because of awkward situations of like sitting there, hey, what are you doing? I'm holding my dick waiting for the elevator. You're doing too? I'm holding my dick and waiting for the elevator too? What the fuck is that shit? God, but there's an awesome video game room. I'm sorry, because I got to talk about video games. Video game room where they're doing a Smash Brothers tournament, and this Smash Brothers tournament is no normal tournament. They draw these random rules, like first one to dive into the middle of the pit in the Super Mario board and brawl wins. First one that you have to jump up and down every time your character jumps up and down. And if you miss a jump, you lose. It's amazing. They're having all kinds of video games here. If you don't think there's video games in Anime Boston, you're fucking wrong. Get there. It's fun. Do it.
Oh, and J.C. Riley, how about you? What is it that you've been seeing here?
Because I know you... Loud noises!
I know you came to the party early because of work, but, you know, you did have some a little bit of fun here and there.
I feel like anyone's going to complain tonight.
I love the fact that when we went to go to Tom Whalen, we got him all to ourselves. Yes. It was pretty fucking awesome.
You know what? Tom Whalen is one of the coolest men on the planet.
Little fucking cat, that dude.
Tom Whalen, a.k.a. Is it safe that we call him by his other name that he goes by?
Yeah, over the...
I'm just gonna call him by the. I'm gonna call him TW. TW yeah. For short.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude. Brought his whole family out here, hanging out, enjoying the weekend, invading Boston, a Yankees and a Knicks fan.
is it me, or does this feel like we just did like a lot of coke?
It does feel like there's been a lot of drugs done in this room, besides normal recreational hippie activities by the Issues Guy. No drugs have been done in this hotel room, but it does sound like we're like all coked up and huddling around a fucking cell phone.
Because the thing is, we wanted to capture this beautiful moment right here with Evan, because Evan was like doing the pee-pee dance, trying to keep the momentum in his head going.
Anger,
yes.
Rage.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's translating fucking well. But But you guys saw a whole fucking awesome group of music videos. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh my
shit
god,
you saw anime music videos. Let me tell you something because my favorite best of shows so far is actually shockingly one in the drama ones because it's my movie of the year so far. My movie, not just anime movie of the year, movie of the year. Period.
Let me guess. Okay, well let's both point to it.
Dragon Ball Z kicking the ball.
Yes.
Wolf yes. Children.
Oh my god, dude. I gotta be honest with you. I almost cried. I was like, you know, that was the only video in the drama section that actually pulled my heartstrings and told the story exactly. The editing was great.
Take this video and make that the trailer. That's how good. Well, the elements of it, not dude.
Right. No, but the thing is, it went from start to finish. What a great video for AMV is. You have to. You know, there are subtle things as far as a great sound, like you know, a picture, like the crystal clear quality of the picture. But the fact that like. If you're a really good editor, I come from the background of video editing and stuff like that, and trying to put together a story, you gotta make a story. You have to build it from start, middle, to end.
Exactly.
And be able to tell the story. You just can't take a bunch, I'll take clips from here, I'm gonna take clips from there, I'm gonna take clips from here, right. And I'm just gonna mishmash it and put on my favorite song, and then I'm gonna submit it to AMV.
We're gonna put it on full Blender and everything, and that. But no, this is Wolf Turn. This is my, so far, my...
It was so funny that we both pointed to the same one exactly, because we felt so, like, I was like, hands down, that has to be the best one that I was like, I was blown away. That was by far my favorite one of the entire AMVs.
Because everybody knows who's listened to the podcast or who's read my review on EGM Now on the other assistant page knows how much this movie is just fucking amazing. I there is not a single Hollywood
film. Now, was
film.
This the movie that you actually saw at MIT?
Yes, this is the one I saw at MIT. This is the one where I saw with Mara Hosoda. There isn't a single Hollywood film that has come out in the last 2 years that has as much heart as Wolf Children. That's how amazing that movie is.
I'm sorry, I'm a man, and that brought, that almost, there was like a single tear that came out, and I was like, I waited to the end to go, like, and just wipe it away and stuff like that, because it got to me, and it made an impact, and the song complimented the video so
exactly.
Well.
That's what I was saying, that's the song for the trailer. Do that, Funimation, you gotta use that song in the trailer. What is it called? It's called King by Lauren Aquilina.
Lauren Aquilina is the actual song of it. It's called King by Lauren Aquilina, and it's Sophilaris, Xophilaris.
No, that's who made the video.
Yeah, you know, that's who made the video, but the song is Lauren Aquilina with King. But the thing is, that person was able to join. It was able to put two different things together, and oh man, it was just three perfect elements.
Yes.
The song, the editing, and the ability of storytelling, because a lot of people can't do that, Mean Gene.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, this is the type of AMV I like. It tells a story, it gives the beginning, middle, and who cares about spoilers? Because you know what? I bet you people are going to look at most of these AMVs.
I'm going to go watch this movie now.
Exactly.
I'm find
That's
this
why I love about
I
anime music videos. It gives me the feel of, oh my god, this show looks great. What's it called? Let's see. Marwar Penguindarium. This one, I remember reading about that. That's a weird title. And I was watching this video and I was like, this looks like an awesome show. You know what? Just about every anime that they showed here, I was like, wow, my interest has gone up just a little bit more about watching each of these series. It's so cool. Like, there's this cartoon called Black Lagoon's Shoot Me, by Charlie. That's so far my favorite for action.
Actually, you know what? That was a great one right here, but I'm sorry, Ella. We can jump to action just as soon as, I just wanted to talk about the quick, kind of like, just a runner-up or another honorable mention as far as inside drama.
Yes.
I would have to say, you know, it's what do you think would be the second best?
Life in My Hands, Blackjack.
Yes. Yeah. I definitely agree, because the fact that it was a beautiful sonnet and they were able to put together and tell another story like that,
It's a classic anime.
It seems like I'm a sports commentator, but I know the elements of making a great AMV. You have to have, you know, a good song. You have to have a good quality content, and you have to edit it well so you tell a story. If you're going to be in drama, or if you're going to be in romance, the categories, action, comedy, other, those things can be changed, and you can have funny clips together.
Yes.
But if you're You're trying to do the chemistry of an action, and then you're doing it for a drama. It's not going to work.
Absolutely.
I liked Vision of Escaflowne's video, Rabbit Heart, by Florence and the Machine. That was really good.
I love Florence and the Machine, but and I liked the video, but I don't think it was as powerful as the Wolf Children or Life in My Black Child.
Life in My Hand was very, very, it was like a sad video, but it, and also it reminded me, it was kind of like a medical drama. And of course, anybody who doesn't know right there, as far as Blackjack, are familiar with that, definitely check it out right there. I'm pretty sure that you'll probably find it out there in your, you know, Amazon or whatever right here. But the thing is, one that I wanted to, I think that this video was destroyed because of the song that they chose. Right here. Die Young by Kesha was used inside Children Who Chase Lost Voices from the Deep Below.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let me tell you something about Kesha. Like, I don't like her solo.
She's a whore!
I'm
sorry.
I like it when she collaborates with the Flaming Lips. That's the only time
that's
I like
because
her.
Because the Flaming Lips, by definition, if they touch something, they become it becomes cool.
Exactly. It's like when Jack White did the thing with the Insane Clown Posse. Yeah.
Even when the Flaming Lips were on 90210, it was cool.
Exactly.
You know, just because they're the fucking Flaming Lips. Sorry.
I saw the Flaming Lips in Seattle. They were great.
I saw them at Fox. I was going to say Foxwoods, but I saw them at Great Woods. And the Flaming Lips are fucking awesome. And I'm sorry I jumped in here, guys, but you guys said something that I know something
Shut
about,
your mouth.
So I felt like I had to talk.
Okay.
But I did see three videos.
I am very interested in this Children Who Chase Lost Voices from Deep Below. I am very interested. It looks like a really cool anime.
No, it looked like, but the thing is, I got turned off immediately after hearing it because I just felt like the song did not match the video.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, like, there's another Kesha song that was used a couple years ago for the cartoon Tour Door, and they did a good job with the editing, and it fit with the song. It was that song, If You Grow a Pear, You Can Call Me Back, but it was a Tour Door, and they did an amazing job with the editing of that video to that song. It made it seem like, oh my god, this is perfect to what's happening between Ryuji and Taiga.
Moving on to action, I think we had a difference in opinion as far as what was the best video right here.
When you want action, hardcore action, Black Lagoon.
There was three that just, it was hard for me to pick because they had video A1, A2, and A3, mm-hmm. which were from Black Lagoon, yeah. Rebuild of Evangelion, and Redline.
Redline is a movie I've been dying to see.
They were unbelievable. It was really hard for me to actually choose, but I had to go with Radioactive by Imagine Dragons doing the Rebuild of Evangelion.
Yeah.
I would like.
By the way, I think there's going to be a lot of people killing because it's pronounced Evangelion. That's
Evangelion? Yeah. You know what? Come at me, bro. Come at me.
All right.
Right here. But no, Radioaction, it was just really cool. I really, the editing was smart. The editing was smart, and they're actually, two different ways that you can actually be successful is telling a story or being able to edit it to the music.
Exactly.
Right here. So, and that, I think that they did a really good job right here. I love all three. If I could choose all three, I would go with all three. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I would definitely say that if Radioaction was not in the category, it would be definitely Shoot Me In right here. I'm just,
okay.
I'm more familiar with that song, and it fit myself right here. It's just a personal preference. You know, Shoot Me by Black Lagoon, probably a way better, and I liked it. It was like kind of a tie.
Okay. So why don't we move on to romance, and my favorite, I was very surprised, and actually a friend of mine made this video for BFB, for Yamina's First Time, B Got the HK, which is a very, very
you're familiar.
Comedy.
You know this person?
I know this person. I know. I went to college with him. He's a really good guy, Mr. Bill Munier. And I'm not picking the video because I'm being biased. I pick it because I thought he did a really good job with the editing of it. And if you've ever seen Be Got the HK, or rather if you haven't, it's really cool. It's kind of got that vibe of this girl who wants to sleep with a hundred guys, but she can't even get that first guy.
Really?
So, and it's like her, like, instead of the 100 guy things, it gets to the point where she's actually falling in love with somebody. And whereas, like, she always thought that she would just, you know, sleep around, be the Scarlet Letter of sorts.
Okay, and you chose video 2. I actually went with video 1, even though I'm not a super huge fan of Owl City. That was another one where they were able to tell a funny story. It looked cute. It was a romantic kind of thing right here.
I've never and even also, heard of Denpa Ona. I'm actually interested.
Yeah, exactly. That got me interested right here. I now, along with Wolf Children, Ame, and Yuki, I actually want to see Denpa Ona because hopefully I'm pronouncing it right.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, I wanted to make sure right here. But yeah, I liked it because it was a cute song and it was a cute romantic video. And I would have had to be like unbiased and stuff right here, going through all the different videos and stuff. I enjoy that most. Like, I looked at it as far as, like, you know, if I'm not familiar with the song or if I don't like the song, then I'm going to be objective and unbiased and enjoy the video.
Exactly. And I do need to mention that the one they did with Melancholy of Hallelujah Suzumiya, I know it's an overused song with 1 week by Bare Naked Ladies, but they did a really great job with editing it. But I can't pick that because everybody knows about Haruhi. I'm about the underdog, and Bigata HK, more people need to know about.
Oh, no, definitely. I definitely agree with that. No problem right here. So, a lot of the different ones right here. We're going over to Fun and Upbeat, which was a really awesome thing. I chose, like, you know, the way I chose the winner is just how much fun I actually had watching it and stuff right here. Like, you know, because the thing is, I put myself in the producer's shoes and I actually said, like, you know, how much fun would I be actually having when I was, like, you know, I picture myself when I did videos right here all the time. And I would look at that and, like, you know, any producer going through the videos, no matter how many times they see it, they will still crack up at the certain videos because they know it looks good.
Yes.
They know it works. It, like, you know, if they show that to somebody right here, they know that they're going to have a bigger reaction than you are because you've seen it a million times.
Excellent.
But if you're still able to see it 1,000 times and still laughing, you know it's good product right here. So.
Yes. So what is your pick?
My pick was, right here, it was, oh man, I can't remember which one. I think it was Best Day of My Life right here. So every day is a festival right here.
You know what? I've had a little bit of a love-hate relationship currently with Kyoto Animation, and I know this is their most recent anime Tamako Market, but that video actually got me a little bit more interested in seeing this show. I know it's probably total moe, total, you know, cute girls doing cute stuff and everything, not much of a plot line, but you know what? The video was cool.
It was a fun kind of thing because they were it was the essence of fun, like, they, you know, and I can be objective as far as, yes, traditionally I'm pretty sure that a lot of creepy old men are watching these videos because they are very young and they're very cute, but the thing is, I can look at it a different way, just like a lot of people who actually do appreciate anime, and they can actually go, you know what, this is just people, I'm not gonna watch it right here, but I can definitely appreciate the video right here. I like that. And also, who could love the Pokemon video that they actually
and
had
that
for
was
Bleach?
Great too, but I feel like I had to disqualify it because it's using another anime theme song, like, kind of.
Yes,
like,
it's a double negative.
The Pokemon theme song itself.
Yeah. They use the Pokemon theme song to actually,
Bleach.
Yeah. So
Bleach. But I think my favorite.
They cancel each other out. So it's, you know, it's like having a bad song. So,
but my favorite has to be the Dr. Slump. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. That was
Wait a minute. What am I talking about right here? Did I actually pick? No, I didn't pick that. I'm sorry. I didn't. Every Day is a Festival. I had to. That's the reason why I'm seeing the last one right here, because that's my favorite Queen song of all time right here.
Yes, I know.
Here.
That's how you sum. That's how, like, you used to begin.
But that was the essence of fun. That was the essence of.
Favorite Queen song of all time?
Yeah. Yes, it
Don't
is.
Don't Stop Me Now.
Fat Bottom Girls is my favorite.
Okay, well, that's your own
guess
opinion.
Guess what? You might enjoy the hentai dubbings, then.
Were they
going
to use Fat Bottom Girls?
You'll have you.
That's so funny. I want to make a retraction and stuff right here, because the thing is, and, like, I'm not looking at the thing, and of course I've been drinking and stuff right here, but the thing is, I remember Every Day is a Festival was a great video by Kichi for Tamako Market, but the thing is, hands down, Dr. Slump was the best video.
And this was the first time that I actually got to see footage of Dr. Slump. I've heard it for so many years. I know it's another Akira Toriyama anime series.
And it's just so funny to see
It looks like a hilarious show! Why hasn't it been licensed here in America?
A lot of cameos and a lot of different things going on right here. From the creator of Dragon Ball Z, you have the Dragon Ball Z style, different stories, funny little girl, she's doing a lot of stuff. It looks like she has a crazy creative imagination with going everywhere, doing a lot of different things right here. But paired up with my favorite song, it's just unbelievable.
From my perspective, from what I heard, it feels like that was to Japan as, I don't know if you ever remember a cartoon called Fantastic Max.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To what Fantastic Max was here in America.
Oh, man. That's so funny when I'm looking at that, because I need to keep track of my stuff right here. But I definitely agree with you wholeheartedly and stuff, because that I was like laughing and stuff. Like I wasn't like, you know, I was laughing and seeing that, like, you know, that kid is like, you know, it, they captured the essence of that character and how much fun she was having, to the fact that that could be a great promo video if Funimation did pick it up and did a dub for it and stuff. Right.
Absolutely.
There,
so. And you know what? It's the Freddie Mercury clause too. Nothing beats Freddie Mercury.
Fantastic Max.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Sorry everybody, we need a little Fantastic Max in the room for a second.
You know, it's this little kid who has an imagination and
Yep. Has
inventions and shit.
She's got superpowers, she can fly everywhere. She's it literally took it was kind of like an homage almost to a lot of different
Look,
like,
it's a TARDIS.
Moving over to others, I actually had to leave for like the first two to make a phone call. And
okay, because
like
that's the 1964 by Beatles was kind of disappointed. Same with the Sail AOL Nation one. That was a hard
one. I could
because none of them were that great. But the reason why I chose Our Dreamland Japan is I felt that was an amazing promo to showcase how amazing, how beautiful, and how together Japan is.
I agree with you, but I also disagree with you as well, King, because the fact that I would have to disqualify them for having real people in their video.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point. It's an animated music video. It cannot have real-life people in that. I don't care. Come at me, bro, if you got a problem with me and my opinions. But the thing is, I would have to say it's a great video, but it bland. It looked like a great promotional video that Japan would have on their, like, you know, Japan.JP or something like that.
Exactly.
It was a tourism commercial.
Pretty much, but I felt like it showcased everything I loved about Japan in one video.
Phoenix Drum, hands down, I think it was the best other here, because it was beautiful. Words cannot find me at the moment right here to describe how beautiful it is. And the fact that
I know it's a very random video too.
It's a very random video.
But it is put together wonderfully.
And the fact that they were actually able to, it was a beautiful song with the harps, the string, and also being able to put together the characters itself right there, looking like they were playing in an orchestra together while these fantastic images were floating through, so. Mm-hmm.
Phil, can you mix me up like a vodka and Mountain Dew if there's any left?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I'm
so.
I'm sorry.
No. You got to go for it, man. Go for it. Do the Mountain Dew.
Do we have Mountain Dew?
No, right Mountain Dew right there. Go ahead and take some of my Mountain Dew right
here.
Thank
you very much. Good
so, yeah, no. Okay, moving on to our last. No, let me just make one more moment. I would have to give an honorable mention to 7 Days. 7 Days was creepy and fucked up, but it was very
annoying.
It was annoying, very annoying, but the person was able to recreate the videotape from the ring. I have to give him an honorable mention for actually doing that, because he was very great. It must have taken a long time, but I need to wash out my eyeballs now, because I'm now frightened to go to bed. Moving on to comedy right now.
Just a wee little nip of it.
A
little bit more.
You know, I wanted to pick Magic Mouth so bad. Magic Mouth is great. Magic Mouth made me laugh and stuff, but like,
that was my favorite comedy is because if anyone has ever seen Puella Magica, it is a fucked up and magical girl anime series. It's Faust with magical girls. That's how it is. And it's amazing. It is crazy. I have a poster of it in my man cave. The most girliest thing in my man cave, but if anyone ever questions it, you're like, watch the show.
Check it out, bro.
Check it out, because it is amazing. It's on Crunchyroll. Watch it if you don't believe me. That was my pick for comedy, because they were able to take something so serious and make it so hilarious.
I would have to go with, of course, what everybody would be saying right here. There was a video by Warlike Signet. He did Gay Fish by Trey Parker, but that was very...
He did Gay Fish?
Oh, there was a video. You missed it. That was the one that you missed.
I think I came the one... I came the... video after that. I came during the comedy because I was stuck in the video
Magic
game
Mouth
playing in a Smash Brothers tournament, and I made it to the semifinals.
At an anime convention.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry. That's I love okay. video games.
We all know you all do.
Right, so.
But no, Magic Mouth was very funny, but I laughed more at the gay fish. And I like the fact that they censored
Not
it because
fair,
they don't know. They
use Trey Parker. Anything that uses Trey Parker automatically makes it better.
It's gold. So it's gold. Yeah. It's but I laughed no, because...
But it's like the queen rule.
Yeah, it is. It is. Is this where we get to the one I want to talk about?
Yes.
Okay, the next one. I saw these last... The last two. This one right here...
Call me Mabu.
Yes, was to me the best one I saw. I saw about three.
Oh, no. You were talking about Less Poison.
Yes, Less Poison. Yes. I love the way the lyrics of the song synced up with the anime better than anyone else, and it gave me a really great laugh walking into the room and made me really connect with the source material.
That was the second best usage of a comedy for that anime when they cry. The first best, the best of all, they took that anime and put happy, happy, joy, joy to it.
I just really love the way the editor you sunk it up. And no, as an editor myself, I know how time consuming that can be sometimes to get that timing exactly right. So I was impressed from a visual standpoint and a timing standpoint that he got those so perfect, and that the mouth dubs were so perfect with the song, and it connected really well, and really I got a really good deep belly laugh out of that one. So
okay,
I'm like the next one, but out of the four, out of the three I saw, because I didn't see Gay Fish, that was my favorite one, and so I understand I didn't see any of the other ones.
Okay.
So that would have been the one I would have voted for best comedy.
Okay,
because
I really think that the last video that they actually played, video 5,
must have been a prank.
Well, it must have been a, like, you know, red herring or something.
I thought it was fake. That's
like, just something to clear out the room. But, like, God forbid if anybody voted for that, because I don't care.
It's not like the awesome I Know the Song gets on everybody's
list. Let me describe the video itself right here, ladies and gentlemen. They had...
record, before John does that, we also were just on the elevator on the way up. Sorry, King. We got in the elevator on the way up, and we weren't the only ones. Everybody was talking about how shitty this video is, and John's going to tell you why this video is shitty, but everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, just imagine they're going to use a Call Me Maybe song, and it starts off, but then it only goes into like 2 seconds, and you hear a record scratch.
So already, they fucked up by picking a shitty song. Already they fucked up.
I was ready to sing along with Call Me Maybe. I don't know about you, but
being able to... It
is one of the catchiest songs ever written.
Yes.
It's right up there with the Wyclef song, Just Cause She Dance a Go-Go, Don't Make Her a Ho-Ho.
No.
I mean, both those songs are some of the catchiest songs ever written in American
music. And, okay, then it transitions into... Boo, Boo punching from the Dragon Ball series. Boo punching Goku in the nuts repeatedly in an animated GIF style for 4 minutes, and it had like four songs. It sounded like four songs mixed up together, and they weren't even synced. So it was just a mess. To the fact that it was like a comedy, like a comedian bomb.
Okay. But then, as I was before I even I was about to leave, and all of a sudden I see on the screen, it's like, okay, we just fucked with you here. Here's a little special one. And they did a great... I don't know the name of the song.
So was it an Andy Kaufman joke of sorts?
Maybe.
They actually played a video after that?
Yeah, they played a video, but it wasn't an anime music video. It was a My Little Pony Friendship is Magic one. It was wonderfully edited, though. People know that from my last episode that I did with DJ Ranma Satome and Scarlet Pretty Cure, that I am a bit of a brony, and I feel like they did a great job.
What's a brony?
Brony is a male fan, male My Little Pony Friendship is Magic fan. But it could also be a female fan as well.
I heard they have a Doctor Who, My Little Pony.
Doctor Who's.
Love it. It's the only reason I want to watch now.
He's a master of wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Alonzi.
And he looks like David Tennant.
You know, you got my vote right now. But I think that about sums it up right here. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say about that video. It seems to me that, like we were saying, that video might have been an Andy Kaufman thing, but the problem with it wasn't necessarily that it was funny or not, because that can be debated. I think there's no point of saying something's funny or not funny because funny is such a subjective thing. It's hard to
categorize anything as exactly funny or not. That's why it's difficult to sort of look at any comedy sort of thing objectively, because everybody finds different things funny. But my problem with that last video was the lack of skill that went into making it. I think whether you
and the fact that it was
not,
eligible for voting.
Yes.
The fact that
there's a lot of people that worked a shit ton harder and probably got their videos not accepted for this stupid video that was basically
brushing the stage if it wins.
John said this on the John said this on the elevator, but it's true. It's basically the level of editing skill that it takes to make a GIF.
Like,
to make an animated
GIF. Yeah.
And I can make an animated freaking GIF on my phone.
Literally, I could go with no editing programs whatsoever. I could go on my work laptop and make that video in probably an hour.
Fuck, we could use Windows Movie Maker. And make a better movie out of it.
We're talking about the XP version.
Yeah, we could use the XP version of Windows Movie Maker and make a better edited project than this piece of fucking crap.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying maybe you find it funny. Maybe you find repeated kick to the balls very, very funny. And that's not, I'm not telling you that's not funny.
See, I'm not drunk enough.
I'm
not drunk enough yet either to find that funny. But what I'm saying is, I understand how someone might find that funny. My
intelligence is like roses.
But it's our intelligence as all being video makers of how lamely un.
It's like being in a talent contest in high school, and you're very talented. High school talent show, and you're very talented, and they give the award to the valedictorian who does this tap dance routine.
Okay, if this was 1984, where you have to
high school,
where you actually have to, I was seven, when you actually have to edit and cut video and really edit things, then maybe it would be a talented video. But in this day and age, folks, anybody that doesn't video edit, let me tell you what he needed to do in this video was the equivalent of copying and pasting. That's it. All you need to do is make the clip once, copy and paste. It's a copy and fucking paste.
Have you ever seen those 10-hour videos? Have you ever seen those 10-hour videos on YouTube that literally goes on forever?
That's pretty much all it reminded me of.
It insulted my intelligence. Yeah. Like, why am I still sitting here?
John, you have more talent in your fucking fingernail, your fucking balls, than this fucking, that fucking person.
No, you have more talent in one of your pubic hairs than
it's true, that's true.
It's like, John has the Superman pubic hair, you know, the one that's used to create Doomsday? You know that one?
Yep, I know that one.
Yeah, that one.
It's crazy.
But needless to say, this video, like I said, it doesn't matter about comedy. You might find kicking in the balls repeatedly funny. I mean, it could be funny.
Like an Idiocracy, the movie, like, ow, my balls.
Oh, my balls. It could be very funny, but this video had zero.
Talent. No talent.
This much I know you can't see.
Suck my dick.
You can't see me, but I'm doing a very small little symbol with my fingers. This much talent.
You gotta do it close to the phone.
Wait, let me do it close to the phone. They'll see it that way.
Okay, there you go.
They saw it.
Imagine the size of Glenn Beck's penis. That's how tiny it was.
About
politics. Let's move on. Anyway.
No, this isn't about politics.
Okay, all right.
We're not talking about whether he's a Republican or not.
And ready. Okay. Thank you very much for listening to the breakdown of the animated music videos. How dare you, sir? We're going to be actually linking on the B3 page, hopefully, or the Facebook page. Definitely check us out on Boston Bastard Brigade. We're going to be trying to link the winners of the videos to see if actually we did make the right predictions.
Yes.
Right here. So, this is Friday night, first night of Anime Boston 2013.
Ooh. Maybe we'll do something.
I don't know. It's close to like 11:30.
We're doing something for day two.
We're doing something for day two.
People in for this.
I'm going to be dressed as Asuma tomorrow from the Naruto series. We got Goofy over here right on my right, and you got Evan, the samurai.
I will be Mr. Goofy, and I'll be proactively going in people's faces and dragging them over to King Baby Duck.
We got Goofy over here, over on my right, and we also have King Baby Duck, who's the King Samurai, right there. So it's going to be awesome. Hopefully be able to post this up on Saturday, so you actually be able to hear it. So, you know, you only have to wait a day, or maybe, who knows?
Well, they don't know that they're waiting, though.
You know what?
They don't know that they're waiting.
They're not. You know what? You don't know you're waiting.
Yeah, they don't.
So, move on, all right? There's nothing to see here. Okay. Well, apparently, you know, I'm a trooper right here, so it's been a pleasure.
He needs to refill his drink.
Yes. No, I actually can hold my liquor way better than you guys.
So next time.
In reality, I'm much better. Yes. But anyway, no, this was fun because when I was...
Weed, man. I see how you feel.
Like, halfway through the day, right? We're just going to stay up all night, right?
Pretty much.
No, probably not. No, no. Oh, jeez. Oh, anyway, making piss stains.
I'll give you a different sheet. You can use my sheet.
But anyway, thank you very much for listening to our special podcast from day one of Anime Boston 2013. Look forward to hearing from you. Leave your comments and let us know on Facebook. Right here, I'm John C. Rowley of J-Sound Studios, and with King Baby Duck.
Hello, hello, and goodbye.
And, of course, the Issues Guy, Phil.
Oh, I just spilled beer on King Baby Duck's bed, but it didn't make it to the bed. It was just the top cover, so no harm.
Okay, that's good. So, all right, we're going to say goodnight, and we will have a new one right here. We're going to give you a recap, so I don't know how we're going to do this, but you'll enjoy it regardless.
And
so,
also check out the Issues Program website. I did a personal recap of day one as well for myself, and John and King Baby Duck are both sort of guesting in the background. You can hear him screaming and hear King right after the elevator nightmare. Right in on that. So check out issuesprogram.com for that.
And also Jaystown Studios on Facebook and at Jaystown on Twitter. Holler back. Holler back, sir.
King underscore baby underscore duck. Holler back at me, motherfuckers.
I got issues, man.
And, call me maybe.
Yeah, I just met you. Ooh,
this is crazy. Oh, you know what's funny? Do you know what's funny? When the Taylor Swift song came on, I was actually singing the Howard Stern parody song. I can never, never keep my legs together. Okay, I think we'll end it right there. Okay, bye.